The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you all from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you today and as we go about our lives in you this week and always. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. When I was serving as a chaplain in a continuous care retirement community, I was struck by the amazing service that I saw in this community. We had people getting people out of their rooms and pushing their wheelchairs to come to worship. We had people that were serving their neighbors when they had fallen ill, who made visits, and many other ways that they could still serve and find joy in their years together. One particular person just always put me in awe, and her name was Mary. She was a lady who I happened to walk by her room. The door was mostly open, so I knocked to introduce myself. And I noticed that she was sitting on her bed, and she had no legs. She was amputated from the hip, at the hip. And later in hearing her story, I found out that she had been bitten by a spider and had to be amputated because it was... they couldn't do anything else. And so imagine, if you will, Mary, being Mary, and all of a sudden having your whole world be taken out from under you, literally, with her legs being amputated, and what that must feel like, and the different grief that you might have, and loss of knowing who you are, and what your purpose is, and being totally dependent on others to receive meals and to just be cared for physically. And yet Mary was always a delight to go visit because she had this joy radiating up inside of her because she knew that it wasn't who she is by her physical makeup. It was who she was in Christ, a beloved child of God, claimed forever in baptism. And in that baptismal call, she was called to love her neighbor as herself. And so even though she was going through this very traumatic time where she had every right to be upset and heartbroken and dismayed, thank God she didn't despair. Because she kept on sewing. She sewed these beautiful quilt vests and blankets and clothes for the children that she had been serving over the years in Appalachia. And it was that service, that knowing that she still had a purpose to help others, that gave her joy and peace and her faith that reminded her that Jesus is with her and would help her through these times by the care of others. So she was both caring for others and also receiving care at the same time, the way that God has designed it in our lives. From our reading in the gospel, the widow, it's a difficult gospel for many of us to understand because not many of us have had an experience where we are totally dependent on people for our well-being. Sometimes later on in life that happens, but many of us have not had that experience unless stricken with a bad illness. This widow, she gave her last two coins. The Greek said lepta, and lepta are about 1/16th of a penny, and 64 pennies were about a day's laborer's wage. And so she gave her last two leptas to the treasury. And Jesus had lifted up to his followers to beware of the scribes. Scribes were very specialized people who knew the law and the Torah very well. And different forms of Judaism had their own scribes. And the apostles also had scribes later on. And he was lifting up that these particular ones in Jerusalem, they were not doing what God had called them to do, to love their neighbor. They were actually taking advantage of this widow, that devouring her houses. Widows at that time were considered, all women were considered property, so they had no status in that society, and they had relied on their husband to give them both status and financial provision. And so she was left at the mercy of God's people to answer God's calling on their lives to care for the widow, along with the orphan and the poor, to lift up the oppressed and bring in the marginalized. And yet, even though God's people were taking advantage of her, and Jesus spoke out against that, she did not let that stop her from believing in God's provision. She gave everything she had to the treasury, trusting that God would give her what she needed. That's really hard for us to do. We are in a culture where we're taught that we need to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, provide for ourselves, and we need to do things on our own. It's really hard sometimes for us to feel like we can receive or should receive, and sometimes we judge others not knowing their stories when they need to receive. But thank God that God reminds us that we're all in this together, and that our call in baptism, where we're forgiven when we make these mistakes, and we will, because we're both sinner and saint, that in that grace that God gives us in baptism and Holy Communion, where he sustains us, redeems us, and restores us, and sends us back out into the world to serve and love our neighbor, like Mary, like the widow, and to work together to stand up against injustice and work together for God's peace. Thanks be to God that we are always being made new in baptism. Through baptism, through not our own works, but through the saving and loving work of Christ on the cross, who said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That is our promise. And I pray that you all will feel led by the Spirit to trust in those promises, to come to worship, to see Christ in one another, and see Christ in all those that you meet out in the world, reminding them of God's love and mercy and grace through action and prayer and love. I'll admit, when I was being sent to training as a chaplain in the Air Force, I had just lost my mom's favorite dog, about 4 years after she had died, we had adopted her dogs, and her favorite and youngest dog died suddenly. There was nothing we or the vet could do, and it was just heartbreaking. And I would have rather stayed home with my husband to grieve at this time, but God was calling me to serve. And so I went to this chaplain training, but I didn't go to worship that Sunday. And a colleague said, I didn't see you at worship on Sunday. Are you okay? And I said, yeah, it's just too hard right now. And she reminded me, in the midst of our grief, we serve a crucified and risen Lord who will wipe away every tear and who will redeem all of creation one day. And in that we have hope. We have hope that no matter what trials we're going through, what death we're experiencing through our own deeds or those of others, that our crucified and risen Lord will raise us to new life in Him together. And so as you all go about your week and you mourn the loss of Pastor Wangert, I lift up to you to hold her and her family in prayer, to pray for yourselves and this community as I will be praying with you and for you, and to remember it's not who's leading worship that brings us this joy. These wonderful relationships are important, and it's important to grieve, and it's okay to grieve, and you can grieve with me. I am open to hearing your stories. But it's our crucified and risen Lord that gives us joy and hope that we too will be raised to new life together and that you still have a purpose, like Mary, to love and serve your neighbor as yourself. So go in peace. Serve and love our Lord and your neighbor. Our Lord loves you and is with you. Amen.